Kodak is still sharing precious few details about its plan to shift its focus to producing generic drugs. And as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, local pharmacy chiefs are divided on how sensible the idea is.
Kurt Haas says making pharmaceutical products is actually a lot like baking.
Yeah, baking is chemistry, right?
Haas is the pharmacy chief at the University of Rochester Medical Center. He says the big difference between making a loaf of bread at home and making medicine in a lab is the amount of government oversight.
You know, there's a recipe, you follow the recipe, you create the final product, then you go through multiple rounds of testing to make sure that what you were setting out to manufacture is what you actually manufactured.
Kodak is chasing a federal loan worth about $750 million. The deal isn't final yet, and the federal government says it's doing due diligence work to figure out if Kodak is a good fit for making what are called active pharmaceutical ingredients. Those are basically the building blocks of medications, and there's been a shortage of some of them. Industry analysts say most of those products are made overseas, in China and India. They say it's important to bring production to the U.S. so that if something disrupts the global supply chain, like, say, a pandemic, Americans can still get their medications. Haas says that's an ongoing struggle at URMC.
I have folks here at Strong and at Highland whose whole job it is every day to manage drug shortages. We scramble every day dealing with drug shortages.
So while pharmacists and researchers are in agreement that it's important to bring drug production onshore, some are still pretty confused about the particulars of this effort.
The first question that I had about this is, why Kodak?
Ken Caton directs the Center for the Study of Drug Development at Tufts University near Boston. He says it could make sense. The chemistry of photography is not terribly different from the chemistry of medicine. But he also says there are lots of other companies in the U.S. that are already making pharmaceutical products. He wonders what makes Kodak better than them. Kodak says through a spokesperson that it's uniquely positioned to contribute to the U.S. pharmaceutical supply chain. Jim DeLaRocco is skeptical.
I have to be honest. I am scratching my head.
DeLaRocco retired a few months ago as the pharmacy director at Unity Hospital in Greece. He says he wants Kodak to succeed, but he can't see how it's going to be able to cheaply and safely make medical ingredients. The federal agency that oversees the loan process did not respond to emailed questions about why it's pursuing Kodak as a pharmaceutical supplier. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.